This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A new test for defects is increasing the number of abortions on Down syndrome children. In 2011, Britain introduced a blood test to detect conditions like Down syndrome, and since then, such abortions have increased 34%. Pro-life advocates have long complained that both the elimination of such children and false positive test results deny families the real joys of life. Another defect targeted is very correctable cleft palates. Last week, an AP report showed abortions down in 48 states. Now a Washington Post writer says the drop is due to increased contraception. Pro-life advocates say following that logic ignores problems of reporting of abortions and the net effect on rates of pregnancies in a society that relies on contraceptives to counter an increase in illicit activity. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life, and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other headlines, Governor Jeb Bush joins a broad field of GOP candidates for the presidency. His name adds yet another ardent pro-life advocate to the list of Republican candidates, most of whom are strongly pro-life. And a South Carolina bill compelling abortionists to present ultrasounds to pregnant, abortion-minded women was rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court. A lower court ruled the law violated free speech. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.